Samen met deze. Dan gaan we back to met Owl Queen. Gomorrah says, Hahu. Gomorrah says, Arisa de Abaye, Asla came to Abaye. The shearcracker of Abaye came in his presence. Amalei Maul la Ares Bechamisha Sar Chodesh. Amalei Chada de Remei Rebuta, Allah Rebuta. Even though Rebuta said 18 months, but Abaye said it wasn't that car till after 3 months. So 15 plus 3 would be fine. Both Beishamik Besul, Halakha Besul, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's beer. Vamrul, Halakha Rebuta. Vamamar, Ukvili, Hitter, Rebchanin, Lassis, Lacha, Chamisha, Sarchodesh. Koshken, Da'at, La'aris. You're not trying to do Nasun, just Eris. Yasla, Kamid, Rav Yosef. Amalei, Rav Shmuel, the Matabal, Tzrich, Lahamtin, the Stream of Arba Chodesh, Chutz, Miyom, Shiyonolibo, Chutz, Miyom, Shinisarsabo. So he saw that he passed him wrong. Rod Basre, plus a parse, Varmala a parse, Bechala, a parse in the sand. Lo Abrache wasn't ever over to take him. Wasn't able to catch up to him. Amar Abaye, Hai Milsa, Dom Rabonon, Hila Biesa, Bekutche, Lalushinish, Bemokam Rabbe, Lo Mishum, the next Kapi Pursa, El Mishum, Lo Mesiate, Shmai, Milsa, because he had no Siate de Shmai. The Gemara says, "Lemem the Ha'ana Havak Amir Lei LaHadar of Shmuel." He learned it, but he forgot this when he paskin the Filachin LaMistayali Milsa LaMeimar. So he had learned it himself. So you see from this Gemara that there's a concept of Kvod HaRav, and LaMaisa. We know the Gemara says in Eirvin and Samach Beis and Beis that Talmud that paskins when you become Rabbi is Chayiv Misa B'Dishamayim. Shalom Befonov is an Isser. There's no Chiyu Misa B'Dishamayim, but it's considered to be an Isser. Now the Gemara says, even Biyasa B'Kutcha. So Tosis quotes the Aruch here on the top that says that we're not talking about eating eggs with milk, except the Davar Poshut, but rather we're talking about Yeshechta, the chicken, their eggs inside. So it might have a Havamina, maybe it's Fleishix, but the Psak is that it's mutal ochle b'chol. Because the Aruch holds a davar poshut, there's no problem paskin b'fnei Rebbe. The Shach in Yordea Reish Mem Beis quotes a Ran that says not that way. That even a davar poshut is usher to paskin in front of your Rebbe. Lemaisa, I couldn't find the Ran, but Lemaisa, it's Rashi here, Poshup Shad in our sugya. Rashi learns Poshup Shat Lamaisa, that it's considered to be something that is, you know, a Dover Poshut. Even a Dover Poshut is Taka Usser. So the Shach says Ladina, even a Dover Poshut is Usser, the Paskin in front of one's Rebbe. Now, also we should point out that the Gemara says in Erevin that in a situation where you want to be Makfer Shaman from an Isser, it's Mutter the Paskin in front of one's Rebbe. But Makam Sheesh Chil Hashem Ein Cholkin Kavod LaRav. That's another point. And also we should point out, halacha l'maisa, it's interesting that machloik is a gabe adover poshut, but makam she poshut min isser, it's considered to be okay. And Tosus and Erevin and Samach Beis and Beis also points out that this whole sugya of Talmud and Koim Rebbe is only lamaisa when a shayla is bala funnel. Shayla halacha lamaisa. But if it's a theoretical shayla, who we paskin like, that that's okay, no problem, the whole sugya doesn't start. So those are a few points just to begin regarding this halacha. So, Taisus says here, the second Taisus, ki aprakursu, the nafkemina shehecha sharav mochla akfodo de shari. If the Rav is Mochla Akavat Shari, I feel Hoch al Yairiv, the Lestayan Nilsa Ho Varabu Etzlo. So Tosis says you have to say Rabbi Yaakov Emdin is Masbir, and the Kesef Mishnah says on the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, also this as well. You have to say that definitely Abai was Noitel Rashus from Rav Yosef, his Rebbe. But Lamaisa, what you have to say is as follows. Tosis says in Sanhedrin and Hayam Beis that Netivus Rishus does not work Tok Shalosh Parsals. Chutz Mi Shalosh Parsals, it does work. So the past is, the first Malach we want to say Pshat in Tosis is pshat in with the Tosfos and the Gemara is that Lamaisa, it was the makom of Rav Yosef, but since it was considered to be, and this is the poshup shot, it was chutz l'sholosh parsols, so the netilas rishus worked, but since it was b'makom Rav Yosef, there was no siyata d'shmaya in the psak. This is the way Rav Yaakov Emden with the kesef mishnah, we want to be mazbe shot in the Rambam. Toch sholosh parsols, Mechila doesn't work. Maybe we could say based on the Turi Evin in Megillah Chav Sabes B'Shem the Raivin that Mechila works on Kovod but not on Bizoyim. And Toch Sholos Persolos, that's Bizoyim. So Memele won't work even. Netilas Rishus. But the first Malach I want to suggest here, Pshat in with Tosfos with the Gemara is that it was outside Sholos Persolos which Netilas Rishus Taka works, but it's still not the Kovodik. Still, there's no Siyata Dishmaya. And the reason why Toch Sholos Persolos doesn't work is because it's Taka Bizoyin. There's no Mechila Bizoyin. Outside Sholos Persolos, it's not a Bizoyin, it's Kovod, so Netilas Rishus would work. But still, it's not a Kavalt Gazach. Mainly, there was a lack of Siyata Nishmai. That's one Mahalach. The other Pshat is if you look in the Goyin, in Reish Mem Bei, Sifkot and Ches, in Hichos Talmud Torah, the Goyin says as follows. The Gaon says Abaye's Rabbo Muvok was Rabbo. Rav Yosef was his Rabbo She'ena Muvok. Nemeila Zok the Gaon Achidish. The Gaon wants to say that since in fact you could be Masber that Netilas Rishus never works for a Rabbo Muvok. Never works. Even Chutz Misholosh Parsols. Even Chutz Misholosh Parsols. Nemeila, since in this case it was considered to be Rabo Shena Muvok, so you could say that Toch Sholosh Parsols, you could say Lamaisa, the whole Chiddush of Tosfos, again, Nachamo, that Netilas Rishus does not work Toch Sholosh Parsols, that's by a Rabo Muvok. That's what the Goyin says. Only by a Rabo Muvok, Netilas Rishus doesn't work Toch Sholosh Parsols. But by a Rabo Shena Muvok, Itaka will work. So you could say that this was Toch Sholosh Parsols, but since it was Rabo Shein Uvuk, it was Mutter Pas again. It's not the Gavaltika thing in the world, so it's lacking Siyata Dishmaya. So based on that Gon, the Gon distinguishes between Rabo Muvuk and Rabo Shein Muvuk. So I want to now build up Mahalik based on a Briska Rav. The first Briska Rav on the Rambam develops a beautiful Mahalik. The Rambam Perikenichos Talmud Torah discusses Rabo Muvuk. And there, only there in Pirkei does he mention the concept of Mechila. Only there in Pirkei. However, in Pirkei Vav, when he discusses Kavod of a generic Talmud Chacham, he never mentions Mechila. So the Kesef Mishnah says, it's a Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. Of course by a regular Talmud Chacham it works. I would add a Havamino by a Rabbah Buvik, it wouldn't work, but then in Kamashim Lan it works. And the Mechaber echoes this, Kesef Mishnah, Mechaber, same Tzaddik, same Gadol. The Kesef Mishnah, the Mechaber writes, you can be Moichel on Kavod, we'll see you, Bez Hashem. Not only can you be Moichel on Kavod and Moira, you can be Moichel on the Hidur. But that's how the Kesef Mishnah is Masber, the Rambam. However, the Briska Rav develops the following Mahalik and says, no. He says, Mechila only works by Rabo Muvuk. And the Raya Perikei only enters Mechila. Perik Vav, which discusses generic Talmud Chacham, he never mentions Mechila once. The Briska Rav says why? Because when you talk about Rabbah Muvuk, you taught you Rov Chacham of the Talmudo, there's a Chi of Moira and a Chi of Kovod to him. He is the Mechayiv. When it comes to a generic Talmud Chacham, you're Mechabed the Torah. And Meneila, it's not Nitan the Mechila. Whereas Kibud Amayrif comes from the Rabbah Muvuk, is Mechayivit, Memele, he has Bailas on it, can be Meichel. But a generic Talmud Chacham is a din of Hidr, Vadarta Pnei Zokin, Memele, that's not Nitan the Mechila, because you're really Mechabit the Torah, he's not the address. Memele, the Raman never mentions Mechila in Perik Vav. And the Raman Hichos Mamrim compares the Chiv of a Rabbah Muvuk to a parent. The Rambam says it's Beferish in Perik Vav, Alocha Gimel. So Memeila, He wants to say that's the pshat in the Tosfos Baba Kama in the mouth. Tosfos asks, what do you mean they say v'takum for? Typically, Esher Hashem Lekecha Tira. So he says, Esher Hashem Lekecha Tira is by Rabba Muva. The same shtickle Torah, that the din kibud v'moira we find only by Rabba Muvuk. Memeila, there's a concept of Mechila, because he's the Mechayit. But by a generic Tamachachim, you don't have that. It's Memeila, if you look in the Lashon of Rambam, the Rambam writes by Rabba Muvuk, Chayiv l'chavdo, Chayiv l'moira, Chayiv to him. Whereas when he talks about generic Tamachachim, he says, mitzvah l'adro. The Chiyuv is not to someone. It's a mitzvah l'hadra, it's covered at the covered at Torah, v'adart b'nei zokin. That's why he's medayik the lashon of chiyuv by Rabba Muvuk, by mitzvah l'hadra is only by a generic tam kochel. Memeilin says the Brisker Rav, the requirement to stand up mole einov is only by Rabba Muvuk, because this is by kibud and moira. Mole einov, you see him 10 miles away, you're mechuyev to get up. And the same halacha by a parent. Mole einov, he points out that was the Gemara. One of the Amorim heard his mom was coming, he jumped up. Mole Einuf. Whereas when it comes to a generic Talmud Chacham, it's only Arba Amis. Memeilus is the Brisker Rav Chab, another Nafkemina. The Gemara says, Beis Amirchatz, Beis Akisa, there's no Din Vadar to Pnei Zakim. It's not a Makam Shish Bohidur. However, by Rabbo Muvuk in Perakeh, he never mentions the Ptur of Beis Amirchatz, Beis Akisa. Because the Chibud and Kibud and Meir is anywhere. Anywhere. And he says by apparent Malenev, and there be a Chiv Kibud and Meira also by apparent, would not be subject to what Beis Amirchatz and Beis Amirchatz Pnei Akise. There still would be a Chiv. Meila says the Brisker Rav, this is the Pshat Lamaisa in the Gemara in Meseches Kedushin, where the Gemara says in Kedushin, I think it was Rabba. Rav was at was serving as a waiter at his son's wedding, Lamed Beis, Med Beis. And when he was going around waiting on them, some of the other Amorim didn't get up. Ikbid, he got upset. So Rashi learns why he get upset. He could have gotten up a little bit. They could have gotten up a little bit. Obviously, he was being mocked on his covered by being the waiter, but they could have gotten up a little bit. So he learns according to Rashi, they should have gotten up a little bit. New Aksas, Zok to Brisker Rav Lefi the Rambam. The reason why Halacha Lamaisa. The reason why he got upset is because Al Pidin. It's not Nitan L'Mechila. They're Mechuyev to get up. Because this was Hidur. He wasn't the Rabba Muvak. It's not Nitan L'Mechila. It was Vahadar Tepnei Zokin. It comes out, we could add on, he wasn't angry at them. He was angry that they didn't fulfill the Din. See, the Fi Rashi, Poshim Shad, he was angry. Everyone's human, must was a little bit upset. But the Fi, the Rabba's a Brisker Vor. He was upset they didn't do the Din. They didn't get up. They should have gotten up. Because Nanitan b'mechile, just a pshat in the Rambam. So I wanted to add that in the Brisker Rav. Right, it's like Rav Shechter once said. Someone said from the Rav, why did Moshe Rabbeinu cry last day psukim in the Torah? He lived a very beautiful life. So I always thought because he cried he didn't get there to Israel. But the Rav said pshat is because he cried because this is the only psukim in the Torah there weren't any Scottish miad. It was Niskadish Lacha Lamed like. Because only after he died, it was Niskadish. He's crying out, that. Another, that's the type of the Brisker Rav. That's what we want to say here. He wasn't angry at them. He was angry they didn't fulfill the din. Nenele, says the Brisker Rav, against the Machaber Nekeset Mishnah, that the Rama Bedavka says that Mechila cannot be done by a generic Talmud Chacham. That's against what I said from the Mechaber Reish Min Beis, because the Mechaber writes that a Tamachokha can be Mochel on Hidu, not just Kibud for Moira. He starts off with the Kesem Mishnah, he ends up with the Mechaber. He says a Shtikel Torah is in the Rambam, it's against the Mechaber, the Kesem Mishnah is dropped in the Rambam.
So
the Rabba Muvuk has the Bailus on it. He wasn't the Rabba Muvuk, he was a Talmud Chacham. So that's why he got upset with them. Because no, they didn't fulfill the din. No, the Rabba Muvuk is. No, Rabba Muvuk is Kibud Moira. It superimposes it. It's a different din. Different din. He says the favorites, it superimposes it. The Meila, I heard a Kasha many, many years ago. From great Talmud Chacham, I forgot his name in New Haven. It was an Avreich. And then later I saw Rav Belenson's father told me that Rav Goldvich Tzatzal wrote a Shtickel Torah on this and he showed it to me. Should have a Rafu Shlema. Rav Belenson's father, Rafu Shlema b'mihirus. So he pointed out the Shtickel Torah. You look in the Rambam Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, the Rambam Paskins, Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, if a Talmud is by his Rebbe, by the Seder, the Rambam Paskins, that the Rebbe, Rabbo Muvik, Rabbo Shenu Muvik, can be Moichel, and let the Talmud do a Seba. Frek the Kasha on the Brisker Rav, the Neubay and the Rambam, but a Rabbo Muvik's the only one who can give Mechila. But a Rabbo Shenu Muvik, a generic Tamacha, can't give Mechila. So what can he, what's the pshat in the Rambam? The Mechaber quotes it in the Shulchan Aruch, but according to the Mechaber, it's fine. But what's the pshat in the Rambam? So interesting, he wanted to suggest like this, and it's interesting, you look in the Rambam says, Neutel Rishus. This is not Mechila. What this is that you turn the switch on and off. The Talmud is uncomfortable in front of his Rebbe. He can't express Cheiris. He feels uncomfortable. But if the Rebbe says relax, and you can express your cheiris, it's fine. He turns the light on and off. I'm saying it virtually. And that's the lashon of Netilas Rishus. It's not mechila. It's not mechila. It's changing the zone. Memeil, it's okay. And memeil, not just a Rabbi Muvik can do it, but even a generic Kamachokim can do it as well. That's how Rav Goldvich Tzatzal wanted to say Rishiva Kirin Biavdip Shat. So I just wanted to point out, it's interesting, that the Gaon in our sugya points out there's a similar concept in Tilus Rishus, like I'll be letting psak being done for your Talmud. But here, the Gaon says, as we said, that the Tosis said in Sanhedrin, that the Tilus Rishus does not work Tok Sholos Parsos. So who does that work not for Tok Sholos Parsos? He says it doesn't work for Rabbo Muvak. But Rabbo Shainu Muvuk, it does, Lamaisa. It does work. So it's just interesting that when it comes to this concept of Tilus Rishus, we have the Haseba. Lamaisa, we're saying that Halacha Lamaisa, Mechila normally, as the Brisker Rav says, only Rabbo Muvuk can do it. Rabbo Shainu Muvuk doesn't have the bialis to do it. When it comes to Haseba, the snows are switching the zone. Lamaisa, anyone can do that. Either Rabbo Muvuk or Rabbo Shainu Muvuk, just saying, be comfortable, relax. When it comes to Zilzel, or maybe we could say the Beturi Evmashin the Rabbi, when it comes to Bizayon. When it comes to Bizayon, the Rabbo Muvuk, that's impossible. The Bizayon will be so great. The Bizayon will be so great, it's not Shaykh. But for the Rabbo Sheinu Muvuk, this is a different type of context, a different zone. There, the Rabbo Sheinu Muvuk, it'll happen afkimini. So it's just interesting that you have the halacha of what? Mechila of Kibud Ramayra. You have the halacha of what? Of Seba Cheiris. And you have this halacha of the Tilus Rishus. But this is the second mahalach that we had pshat. Lamaisa, not like the Magen Kesed Mishnah, Stamazor. But the Gaon has this pshat. So pointing out there's a chiluk lamaisa. You can have, according to the Brisker Rav, you have three different categories. You have changing the zone by Cheiris, they both can do. By Mechila, only the Rabbo Muvuk. But Rabbo Shena Muvuk can't do. And by Matilus Rishus, it's Pum Fakir. The Rabbo Muvuk can't do it because this is called Bizayon, a greater Bizayon. But the Rabbo Shena Muvuk can't do it. Okay, that's the first Mahalik. The Gabe Samachumet Beis. Let's turn now to Omer Aleph. The Gemara says, by the two dots, it says, Tanya, Rabbi Marina, Somer Koneach, Yonek Kolo, the Shabbos, my time Yonek before Kleacham, Yad, Mokum, Logos Rabomo, Omregos, a locker of Minas, Tanya, Nokum, Ishkam, Ishkalia, Omer Tsinu, Sholobo, Kaskasin, the Machin, the Ragu, the Tsinu, the Shabbos, and the Khoshish, my time is Saki, Kleacha Yadu, Mokum, Sid, Logos Rabomo. Interesting, Lamaisa. The Birkas Avram just makes a aura by Gonech Yonek. We're going to speak about the second din, but by Gonech Cholov, why didn't it say Betzine? So he says two pshatim, either because of Cholov they're matar tvei, doesn't have to be done dafke Betzine. But number two, it's obvious that he's doing a makom refu. Who puts their mouths on the cow, on a goat like that? So it's klor like that. So there's no need to aser it halacha lemaisa. There's no need to say that. Everyone knows the guy's doing it letzorach refuah. But the second din, where you have this gutter and you have the grass in there, so you're allowed to kick it the raglo, it makes a misaka and kalacha yamakum pseida lo gozer berobono. So Toisus is bothered by Akash, and this introduces us to the topic called Maris Ayin. I heard from Rav Shefter Shlita B'Shem of the Rav Zatzal, Maris Ayin is critical. As the Rav Zatzal articulated, we are not the bailim on a reputation. You can't go around saying, oh, I don't care what people say about me. You see, that's not true. The Mishnah says in Shkolim, Perakimel Mishnah Beis Visim Nikim Yashem Yisrael, you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash with pockets. People think you're chopping the money. Shenamar Visim Nikim Yashem Yisrael Uchsiv V'nimsechei Mesechato B'nei Elukim Vod. The Pesuk in Mishlei, the first Yisrael says on the Mishnah, it's not enough to be Naki. You should strive to be Motzechein. Tosfos Yontif says on the Mishnah. And what's it talking about? Moshe Rabbeinu addressed Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. You guys want to settle Eivra Yarden? You must be Naki, Be'ini Hashem, and Nikla Yisrael. Fight with us. It's a beautiful articulation of the Rav. You are not the Bailam on your own reputation. So Tosfos Frekta Kasha. He says, what's going on here? The Machin, the Ragla, the Tzini, the Shavuz, all more. Vadonu Komok, Josu Chom, the Arsayin, Filu Bechad, the Chadorim Asu. Frekta Kasha. Bitsin its mutter chad echadorim its osur. Zot Taisus. Hanudavke bishrim alocha dir Isaac. And on Shotkin the Chama of Alokin Egeram. Shimir Yuzbu Shikovson Mishapis. Have a hokolo Yurel and Alokin Lachiab David Rabbon of Gozubin of Asur Bechad echadorim. Taisus says an amazing Kiddush. Taisus says only the din of chad echadorim is by an Isrim alocha dir Isaac. By a malocha dir Rabbon, there's no chad echadorim. Okay, tremendous chiddush that Tosis points out. Now, there are other terutzim given in the Rishonim. Okay, the truth is, the Ran and Beya quotes Rav Nissim Gaon that says, you see from our sugyo, we don't paskin chadar chadarim. There's no such concept. Marasayin is only in public. This sugyo is a riot. There is no concept of chadar chadarim. Rav Nissim Gaon holds like this. That's his terutz. Not a terutz. You see from the sugya, not that way. Now, the Ran in Beya says the following shot, Lamaisa. The Ran in Beya wants to say a chiddush. He says two chilukim. Ran in Beya and the chiddush Ran by us. They say two different chilukim. One chiluk, he says, is that if you're doing a dvar heter and people think it's asr, then we asr even machadre chadar. But if the davar you're doing is usher and chachamim matar b'makom hefsid, so memeila, we have to allow it b'tzina. They matar b'makom hefsid to the degree that if you wouldn't be able to do it b'tzina, if you could only do it before hesia, it would be mutter. And the Be'er Halacha writes, we wouldn't paskin like that. But to that degree, that's the first chiluk that he makes. Meaning, if you're doing it dvar heter, people think it's usher, you have to asher even mechader chadar. But if it's usher l'maisa. If it's also chum matzer it, but they matter b'kum hefsid, so if the chum matter b'kum hefsid, it has to be a slot, it's going to be mutter. So it's going to be mutter b'tzina. And if you cannot do it, if it's a possible b'tzina, you only can do for hefsid, it might even be mutter for hefsid. That the Be'er Halacha is no paskin like. But that's the first, and the Meila here, that's the pshat l'maisa. They assert it, but b'kum hefsid, they matter. Then, a second chiluk, the Chiddush Yeran, says, v'shim yesh omrim. He says it depends what the people think. When you put the laundry out, if you were actually doing laundry, that's takinis of yiraisa. So in that case, if you would be doing what people think, then they assert even chadri chadar. But here, what the people think you're doing by kicking out the sod in the pipe is really mutter. They think it's us. So mele, it's going to be mutter bitzina. That's the other chiluk the Yeshomim quotes, that the Rar quotes from Yeshomim. So that's four terutzim so far. The Ritva here says that since you're doing a kilacher yad, obviously you're not miskaven for it, so it's not going to be a prob of chshad. That's how the Ritva says. But what you see from here is that the Ritva did not buy this chiluk of Tosfos. Tosfos said that when is there a din of chadri chadarim by nisid yiraisa, by nisid rabbanim, there's no chadri chadarim. You see, the Ran held that there is. How do we paskin on the Shiloh? So the Mishabru and Shinhei says, Halalamais, we hold like our Tysus in the Russian Shabbos, that an Issud Rabbanan is not Asa Mechad Chadarim, plus the fact he quotes as a snifter of Nisim Kol, that maybe the whole institution Chad Chadarim we don't hold like. So this Sugya is very critical to Dinit, our Sugya. And that's what the Mishabru says. So this leads us to the following. The Ramah says in your day, in Simon Pei Zion Sif Gimel, that if you have a piece of meat, a kavaltika piece of meat, and you want to dip it in almond juice is not milk, it's white juice, it's not milk, it's not milk. But I want to dip the shtick meat into the almond juice. It's only mutter to do if I have the almonds on the table, so it'll signify that it's almond juice, not milk. But if I want to do a schnitzel, chicken schnitzel, and dip it in the almond juice, I don't need shkedim on the table. That's what the Ramah writes. Comes along the Shachter and Sifkot and Vav, quotes the Marshal, he says, no way, unacceptable. If you want to dip the schnitzel, chicken schnitzel, into the almond juice, you need the almonds on the table. The Pashtus is a machloikis whether there is marasayin in general and isurid rabbanon. The Ramah says no, and the Shach b'shem Marshal says yes. Now, how will you masber this din? So the Rav Zatzal said like this: you could say marasayin in one of two ways. I heard this from a shechter shlit as well, that the Snechemet has a similar pshat. It could be that Marasayin is a pseudo type of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitin Mikshel. If you go into the McDonald's, people are going to think it's McDovitz, and they might think it's kosher, and they might think that quarter pounder is OU meat. So I'm not handing the guy the quarter pounder, but my going in there is going to lead them to go in there. So that's why I call it like a pseudo type of Lifnei Iver. Is there Lifnei Iver on an Issud Rabbanan? Taisa says in Avodah Zarah Chav Beis Manaf, yes there is. And the Minchas Chinah says, what's the Svara? It's Lo Gar from giving guy bad advice. If giving bad advice is an Issud Rabbanan of Lifnei Iver, so if I'm Machshul a guy in an Issud Rabbanan, I should also be over to Issud Rabbanan of Lifnei Iver. Memela, there's Marasayin on an Issud Rabbanan. That's the Pshat Neshach and Mashin Marshal, because it's the pseudo type of Lifnei Iver. It lends itself to be over to an Issud Rabbanan. That's how the Rav said it, Tzatzal. But the Ramah holds no. The Ramah says that Marasayin, Vishim Nikim Hashem Yisrael, is just chshad. Like the Gemara has in the beginning of Brachos, you're not allowed to go to a churba because people might think you're going to meet a zona. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, if you have a mansion, you have to have the Chanukiah on both sides because of chshad. Chshad, people think that you're a shegetz, you're not doing the right thing. Vishim Nikim Hashem Yisrael. It's an issue of chshad. Memeila, it could be the Chacham were just worried about Chashad, said the Rabbi Isuri Diraisa, not Isuri Dirabonon. This is the Svar of the Ramah. What is Visim Nikim Yashem Yisrael? Is it simply just Chashad? Or maybe it's more than that? Maybe you have a responsibility. I don't have Bailam on my reputation. You might cause other people to do a virus. You understand? You could plug it both in the phrase Visim Nikim Yashem Yisrael. Could be a few nafgaminis. Maybe. I would imagine Lamaisa, even though it doesn't fit in the Pasuk, but I would imagine maybe one could pilpas your concern only for Hashem and the Yidim or even for non-Jews. If it's Chashad, maybe, your concern should be even for non-Jews. But if it's an issue of Lifnei Iver, Lechura, the Pashas would only be for Yisrael, maybe. Is there a shadow of Lifnei Iver by Gugoyim? Okay. By things that they're usurin. Okay. Also, there's a discussion in the post, and that nafkimina you could pilpa with, but you should get it down, Lamais. Another nafkimina might be a brocha. Do you do a brocha on something based on chshad? Pashtus not. The Ran says in Shabbos by the Chanukiah, you will not say a brocha on that Chanukiah you did al chshad. But it could be that if I do a mila because of marasayin, or if I do Shechita on a ben pakua, there was hifras al gabi akarka. Rashi has in Chulin lemaisa that it might lead people to, if I don't do shkita, it might lead people to eat things that are that are you know, have no shkita. So things that when you talk about the pseudo type of leaf neighbor, that maybe you could say a bracha, maybe, because it's more of like a proactive thing. What the mucker is, you got to think. If it's just chashad, it's like sur meira. But if it's an issue of a sniff of leaf neighbor, maybe I'm taking more achrayus, there's more of a kumese on it, and that maybe you would say a bracha, perhaps. Those are two, perhaps, good nafkemis between the two. But what I want to, and it's a sphere in Rashi's. Rashi in Chulin and in Krisis seems to be, it's a pseudo tukli of leaf neiver. And in Avodah Zari seems to say it's just chashah. So Rashi, the Stechemet has in Mar Sinai, in Klal Pei, under Mar Sinai Klal Pei, he points out these spheres in Rashi's. So Memele, it could be, the way we're remazba this lafida rov, it's either one or the other. The Ramah said it's either what? It's a pseudo, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be chshat. The Shach Mashiach and the Marshal is considered a pseudo tikkun leaf neiver. But it could be maybe there's a shita that both are right. Svei dinim. It could be maybe there's svei dinim. And the Mele, if you say there's svei dinim, it could very well be halacha lemaisa. That might be the pshat in our taisus. By Surah D'Yaraisa, they assert even a chadri chadarim, because it becomes like a chefs of Isser. It becomes like a chefs of Isser. And they assert even a chadri chadarim. So Meneila, it's going to be also even a chadri chadarim, because it becomes like a chefs of Isser. There's a harchav of the Isser D'Yaraisa. But if you hold Lamaisa, that is just a chashad. Lamaisa, just a chashad. So Lamaisa and Isid Rabbanon, I'm not going to what? Even if there might be chashad and Isid Rabbanon, but it's not going to be in a makam of Chadri Chadorim. So it could very well be that you could say that Lamaisa, a different approach, that both are correct. Both tracks are correct. But the only time you're going to point out the din of Chadri Chadorim is when something that's considered to be like a chefs of Isser, like a branch of leaf neighbor. But something that's an Isser Rabbanon, I'm not going to answer the concept of Chadri Chadorim. I'm going to answer where it's going to, people are going to think that I'm a chashad. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, even though the first Mahalach we said, it doesn't apply by Isser Rabbanon. So I might say it might apply to Isser Rabbanon, but I'm only going to say it in a makom where it's, people can see it, not Chadri Chadorim. So it's a little bit of a different twist. That's what the Rav said. Memela, it could be, if you look in the Nachla Svi on the Shulchan Aruch, Nachla Svi on Yordaya says that it was B'nai Beso, that he's in front of B'nai Beso. So, to defend the Ramah said, by the chickens, you don't need it, because if Isid the Rabbanan, there's no din of Chadri Chadorim. There's no din of Chadri Chadorim. There's the Ramah's maskin. Then, in fact, there's Mar Sinai and what? I mean, Isid the Rabbanan. But this is B'nai Beso. The Kavachayim argues that B'nai Beso is not like Chadri Chadorim. It's considered to be before Hesia. Kavachayim's Choylik on the Dachlas feet. But it could be Lamaisa that it's considered to be what that the Machlaikis might be. You could say the Ramah holds, of course, that there's Mar Sinai and Isid Rabbanan. But the question is here, this is considered to be Chadri Chadorim, like our Taisus. The Ramah's Paskis straight up like our Taisus. Memele, this leads us to a Machlaikis, the Ramim and the Ravid in Hilchos Yom Tif in Perakei Alach Adalit. By Molich in Sula Mishuvuch Lashuvuch. We're afraid that people might say Misak in the Gag. So B'mokum Tzini, the Rambam writes it's Mutter, B'mokum Sivchus Yontif, the Ravid is Cholik. So Lamaisa, your Abba has in his Sefer. Pshat, Lamaisa. What's the Pshat in this Rambam Ravid? Because the two approaches we had to Mar Sinai is an Isser Klali. Either that people think that I'm a bad guy, or I might leave someone else to do something else. That's an Isser Klali. Chadri Chadorim is considered an Isser Prati. Simchus Yotav is a Mitzvah Prati. That can mafkia the Isser Prati of Chadri Chadorim. So you want to say maybe a new vort though in the Ramah there. It could very well be that Basa B'cholav in the Rabbanan is an Isser Gavra, not an Isser Chefsa. Memela doesn't lend itself to Chadri Chadorim. Only Isser Chefsa could lend itself to Chadri Chadorim. But Basa B'cholav in the Rabbanan is an Isser, and the Gavra doesn't lend itself to that din of what? Of Chadri Chadorim. Chadri Chadorim is an Isser Prati. It doesn't lend itself. Isser Prat is only going to be said on something that's an Isser Chefsa, like Basim Chol Min HaTeira. So that might be a different Hezber in the Machlokes Mechaber Omo. But Lamaisa, this sugya by us on Daf Samach is very critical Allah Lamaisa, and has many nafkaminas about Chadich Darman, also whether Mar Sinai will be on Nisidur Bolot. Okay, we'll stop here.